We're now welcome on the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Parnick. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. A hard-fought game between you guys and Campbell. Made a great comeback. We come up a little short, 30-27, as you've gone back and looked through the tape. But just give me your opinion on the way your team played.
You got to give Campbell credit. I mean, it's a good football team. Very athletic. Big team. Big, strong team. They made more plays than we did. You know, just a well-coached football team. Mike is doing a good job with those guys. You know, we got to get better. You know, we turned the ball over twice, and we didn't convert on. We had 2 fourths and 1s. But that credit goes to Campbell. They played well on defense too. So we just got to continue just to keep hammering this thing away.
First question this afternoon from Zach Staten. Good afternoon, Zach.
Hey, Coach, it's good to see you. This is a couple times now where there have been a couple games where there have been a hole that you guys have had to dig yourselves out of. I know it was with Norfolk State. Against Howard, you had to dig yourselves out of a really late hole, which you did. Has there been one common denominator between those three games where you found yourselves in that hole going into the fourth quarter where you've had to persevere the way you guys have in some cases and haven't in others?
Well, I don't know if it's been a hole. I think it just goes to show that how resilient our kids are, how they come back. You know, I think we won that Howard game, didn't we? Yeah, and I think that right at the end, I think we started off, we were leading our Campbell, and I think the game was close all the way through. And then we missed that offside kick. You know, we recovered the offside kick. We got a chance to drive. I like where our guys is at. This football is 4 quarters. Some quarters are different than others. I like the way our guys are showing that they're going to fight and play hard to the end. I mean, the thing that become more concerning to me is that if we're getting blown out, you know, we're not getting blown out. So I think this goes to show that our guys are, you know, in good shape. We got a chance at the end. We just didn't get it done. You got to give credit to Campbell. They got it done, and we didn't.
That was actually kind of like my next question there, which is what does this say about your team when you continuously kind of find yourselves in these situations, they continue to fight until those last seconds where it could be easy for some team to let that game get away. They continue to find ways to trim that thing down to where you guys have a shot there in the final seconds.
Well, I think it says that, you know, we're not going to give up. We're going to fight. And I think that, we make a play here. We're down there and, you know, we might have a shot at it, and we 4-1. I mean, we are 3-2 right now.
Perfect. Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Zach.
Robert, you guys were excellent on the ground again, 244 yards, I think. Elijah and Darren both over 100 yards on the ground. We've talked a lot about those guys, but maybe talk a little bit about your guys up front who have been able to clear the way for them all year long.
You know, I think they're getting better, you know, but we got to be a little bit better on those 4th-and-1 plays. I think we want to convert them. I think they would have gave us another chance to extend the play. But, you know, I'm happy with the progress that those guys are making. We got to just continue. We right at, you know, getting at that midpoint in the season where we got to get another push, Rob. We're going to have to get another push. And keep keep pushing forward and keep playing with the fundamentals and then just take coaching. And I think, you know, both O-line coaches are doing a good job.
Defensively, we've talked about Quaston a lot, but 18 tackles, a career high for him. 1.5 tackles for loss. You guys had 6 tackles for loss in the game. Maybe just talk about the afternoon that he was able to have.
Well, but you got to give credit to Campbell that, you know, that quarterback, he's pretty good now. He moves around. We had a spy on him, and we had Kwasing's, spy him. So we knew he would be more active as far as he'd get a chance to make a few more tackles because we had him spied on him. But it just goes to show, you know, Mike did a great job offensively. You know, they did a great job. You got to give Cam a lot of credit.
Another guy that had a good afternoon that I don't think we've talked about on one of these calls with J.B. Hardy, 6 tackles, a couple of tackles for losses. Talk about what he was able to do Saturday.
No, play hard all the time. Very, you know, mild mannered guy, quiet guy. Just go out and, you know, blue collar attitude. Just go out and do his job and work hard. he's probably our most fundamentally sound D lineman we have. You know, don't nothing flashy. He just gonna go out and take that, you know, take that blue collar attitude and go out there and work hard. You know, really proud of Jay Reed. Just a, and he's a good person off the field too.
You guys just come off a game against a Campbell team with a lot of weapons on offense, and now you hit the road to play a Monmouth team that also can do a lot of things offensively. As you started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present?
You know, the first thing, you know, looking at them, you can really see the job that, you know, Coach Cal been in this business for a while. And the way, you know, they're going to be fundamentally sound. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be physical up front. And I think, man, that running back is just unbelievable. You know, we're going to, you know, I think it starts with him. But they also have some good receivers. And the quarterback is a graduate kid. He's very cerebral. You know, he's not gonna beat himself. Just a well-coached football team in all three phases. And that's what you expect when you play against Coach Cal. He just, you know, Coach Callahan is just not only is he a good man, but he's a good football coach.
Tell me what makes Jaden Sheridan, because you got two great backs and there's others around the league. What makes him so tough?
He can run over you. He can run past you. He's elusive. He's shifty. He's got the total package.
Mm-hmm. How about Monmouth's defense? That was an area that they needed to get better at a year ago, and they've shown some signs of doing that. What are some of the challenges they present on their defense?
Fundamentally sound. Not going to make a lot of mistakes. They're going to fit. They're going to fit you up just right. You know, the backers are going to, you know, play in those gaps. And they play, the D-line play well with their hands. And you can see the secondary playing good with the eyes. You know, that, you know, I don't see, you know, no superstars out there on defense. They just play well together as 11, well coached. And you expect that from Coach Cal's guys. You know, ever since I've, you know, been going against him, his guys are always ready. They always fundamentally sound well coached group of young men.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon. Safe travels up to New Jersey, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Take care, buddy.
All right, take care.